Hello and welcome to Hydronauts Podcast. On today's tech talk, we're gonna do tech talk from May 1st, 2007. Today, I just want to tell you, I'm now gonna be doing tech talk live. It can be found at http. Then you have the semicolon and the slash slash. ustream.tv/channel/tech. Then you have like a little dash talk dash live. You can find the link in the description of my podcast. Also, you're able to view this podcast on your PDA, which is a good thing. Hopefully, I can get up and running. Now, we're going to do tech talk. You know, we're just going to do tech talk. Okay. Xbox 360 chips are getting an update. They're coming out in the fall. No, those new Xbox 360s Elite released last weekend do not contain the new 65 nanometer chips that Microsoft promised us. Production on the new cinnamon wafers only started this month, or starting this month. So they won't be finding your way into the consoles. You could only buy it in the fall. That's not bad. I guess it's gonna make it run faster. I don't know. An electric guitar that could do yoga. It's kinda creepy. It's just, you know, I just had to tell you guys about that. That was just incredibly stupid. Incredibly stupid. iGoogle launches with Widget Maker. Google is renaming its personal homepage iGoogle tonight. It is also adding a new tool called Gadget Maker that helps people create their own widgets for use on their iGoogle page. The Gadget Maker comes with several templates, including two media gadgets to pull content from places such as YouTube.com and all that. The new features are set to launch 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, which is 12 midnight Eastern Standard Time. I suggest, you know, to wait to get this because this will be a hit. Hopefully. But I don't know why they decided to call it iGoogle. It's just, out of all the names, you know what I mean. What else do I have for you? Dell picks Ubuntu. Dell has picked the Linux distribution to offer in its computers, and it's Ubuntu. And lucky for us, they just came out with the new version, 7.04. Also, today I'll tell you the top 5 budget MP3 players according to CNET. Number 5. Number 5, the Apple iPod Shuffle, second generation pink. Number 4. Apple iPod Shuffle, first generation, 512 megabytes. Number 3. SanDisk Sansa M250, 2 gigabytes. Number 2. Creative Zen Nano Plus, 1 gigabyte black. And the top number 1 is the Creative Zen V, 2 gigabyte black. Now the top 5 most wanted. Number 5. V-Moda Bass Frequency Earphones. Number 4. iRiver Clicks, 8 gigs, second generation. Number 3, Apple iPhone. Number 2, the Wii. And number 1, the Sony PlayStation 3, 60 gigabytes. Surprised, what's it called? The new Xbox 360 is not on there. Because it's just something to look into. Okay, I would just like to remind you that I am streaming live, and you can view my podcast at where389.podomatic.com, and you can look at my view, and you can get that my live feed every day from 4 to 5 o'clock. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.